The word mu'min comes from the root word amana, which means to feel safe and secure. The word iman also comes from the same root, and it loosely means faith or belief. Therefore, a mu'min is a person that believes, has faith, and submits to Allah with their belief, resulting in feeling safe and secure. As Muslims, we believe in God and practice our religion to the best of our ability and could be called mu'mins. But why is it that some of us find it hard to grow spiritually, and sometimes our belief slowly starts to crumble and fade away? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on a number of occasions mentions the sentence, in kuntum mu'mineen, if you are true mu'mineen, i.e. believers, and gives guidelines as to what real faith is, and the opposite as to what crumbles your faith. For example, Allah says, obey Allah and His Messenger, in kuntum mu'mineen, if you are true believers. So obeying Allah and obeying His Messenger is a level of faith, and the opposite is by not obeying them will lead to the crumbling of your faith. Another verse, what Allah has left is best for you, in kuntum mu'mineen, if you are true believers. So by feeling content with what halal and permissible things Allah has left for us is a level of faith, and not being content will lead to the crumbling of your faith. Another verse, indeed there is a sign for you in this, in kuntum mu'mineen, if you are true believers. Taking lessons from the signs which Allah has provided for us is a level of faith, and by not taking lessons it will lead to the crumbling of your faith. Another verse, it is only Satan who frightens those who accepted his guardianship. Do not be afraid of them enemies, but fear me only, if you are true believers, in kuntum mu'mineen. Fearing Allah is a level of faith, and by not fearing him and fearing Satan will lead to the crumbling of your faith. The fear we should have of Allah is a fear as a result of knowledge, knowing the greatness and status of Allah, where you show respect and humility for him. Do you fear them? Allah is most deserving that you should fear him, in kuntum mu'mineen, if you are true believers. Another verse, maintain the boundaries that Allah has set, if you are true believers, in kuntum mu'mineen. By not committing sins and maintaining the boundaries that Allah has set is a level of faith, and by committing sins and not maintaining the boundaries will lead to the crumbling of your faith. Another verse, God warns you never to repeat the like of it again, if you are true believers, in kuntum mu'mineen. In this verse and the previous verses, it is talking about slander and accusations, which would also lead to the crumbling of a person's faith. Another verse, put your trust in God, if you are true believers, in kuntum mu'mineen. So by putting your trust in Allah is a level of faith, and by not putting your trust in Allah will lead to the crumbling of your faith. In this verse, Allah is saying, in kuntum mu'mineen, if you are true believers, you would not take other people's rights, especially in business. And if you did it, it will lead to the crumbling of your faith. And this verse is saying, in kuntum mu'mineen, if you are true believers, you would not take interest from others. And if you did it, it will lead to the crumbling of your faith. And this verse is saying, in kuntum mu'mineen, if you are true believers, do not make friends or take as guardians those who treat your religion as a joke. And if you did it, it will lead to the crumbling of your faith. As you can see, the Quran makes it clear as to why faith crumbles and fades away for some people. We should always be aware of our actions and gain knowledge and insight about them, so that we can become true mu'mineen and submit to Allah sincerely.